He's portrayed himself as a military strongman who can unite Libya after years of conflict. But Khalifa Haftar has taken off his military uniform and announced his bid to become Libya's first democratically elected president.
Elections will be the best way and best path for Libya to get back its place amongst the countries of the world. I declare myself a nominee for the presidential elections, not seeking power, not finding a place, but to lead our people towards a better future and towards welfare.
In April 2019, Haftar led a 14-month military offensive to seize Tripoli from the internationally recognized government. Hundreds of thousands of people were displaced and the city's infrastructure damaged. He's been widely accused of committing war crimes. Libya has Africa's largest oil reserves, but since the revolution that toppled longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi in 2011, the country has been politically divided and engulfed in violence. 10 years on from the revolution, Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, Muammar's second son, has re-emerged on the Libyan political scene. And on Sunday, he applied to register as a presidential candidate. Saif is wanted by the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity, including attacks on civilians and peaceful protesters. Presidential elections are scheduled for next month, but Libya's rival legislative houses have yet to agree on a constitutional framework to hold the vote. And the Election Commission is accused of helping certain candidates, an allegation it denies.
We completely reject the candidacy of criminals like Saif Gaddafi and Khalifa Haftar in the upcoming elections. We call on the Electoral Commission to reject the applications of any criminals. We hold them legally responsible.
Some officials agree.
The Libyan people will only be satisfied when they choose who they want to rule them through elections. They will never concede the right to vote. But they came out with laws tailored for certain individuals, and we will never accept that.
Less than 6 weeks before scheduled nationwide elections, Libya is still deeply divided. And despite international pressure, many are concerned the vote may be delayed. Malik Traina, Al Jazeera.